Hi. The topic of this article is Persuasive Essay Sample, Global Warming. Published on the HandmadeWriting.com website, the best-in-class essay writing service for college and university students. Global Warming, Causes and Mitigation. It is an indisputable truth that global warming has become a major challenge. It's a cause of worry for humans who are at risk of extinction, bearing in mind the rate of continual rise of the Earth's average temperature. Besides, it is even more worrisome that some governments are yet to come to terms with an obvious fact. The fact is that global warming poses a serious threat to humans and requires urgent action. This phenomenon undermines food and water security. With environmental sustainability issues and disruption of a delicate balance of the ecosystem, climate change becomes inevitable. And above all, its dire consequences are dreadful. What experts say. According to World Bank sources, the Millennium Development Goals MDGs and its prospects are also threatened by global climate changes. The resulting changes in weather, such as shifts in the intensity and pattern of rainfall and variations in temperature, would probably decrease agricultural/food output as a result of the death of the infrastructure. Hence, environmental disasters, like drought or flood, would displace people's means of livelihood, leading to poverty, migration, and diseases. World Bank, 2010. Related post, How to Write a Persuasive Essay. Global warming is indeed a major challenge for the world today. Although the figures may vary between regions, most people all over the world agree that it is a serious problem requiring urgent attention. For instance, the World Bank 2010 Development Indicators puts it succinctly. The poorest countries and regions face the greatest danger. Africa, with the most rain-fed agricultural land of any continent, half its population without access to improved water sources, and about 70% without access to improved sanitation facilities, is particularly vulnerable to climate change. World Bank, 2010. In the United States, the views are divided along ideological lines. The Pew Research Center's 2009 survey on global warming discovered that between the liberals and the conservatives, the former agree more than twice that global warming is a severe problem, about 66% versus 30%, according to that survey. A similar divide is also evident in Britain, with those on the political left and those on the right putting a severity rate of 66% and 42% respectively. Germany, Spain and France have smaller ideological splits, Pew Research Center, 2009. The world is already experiencing the effects of this warming, with rising sea levels when the surface temperature warms up. As a result, it is melting ice from the glaciers, bringing severe heat waves and dangerous storms. Even drought, desertification and perceived extinction of animal life goes a long way to show that global warming is not just a hoax. Notably, scientists believe these are mostly caused by man's activities, including the burning of fossil fuels, thus releasing carbon dioxide, CO2, that traps heat within the atmosphere. World Health Organization, 2007. Also, according to WHO source, the Earth's surface has warmed by more than 0.8 oc over the past century and by approximately 0.6 oc in the previous three decades. With the continuous emissions of CO2, it is projected that the surface temperature will rise by 1.1 oc to 6.4 oc over the 21st century. World Health Organization, 2007. Greenhouse gas, GHGs, causes of global warming are emitted in various ways apart from the combustion of fossil fuels and car. The CO2 gas is also released in landfills and agriculture, especially from the digestive systems of grazing animals. This is not to mention nitrous oxide from fertilizers, gases used for refrigeration and industrial processes, and the loss of forests that would otherwise store CO2. Evidently, carbon dioxide is the highest cause of global warming among other greenhouse gases, which also include methane, nitrous oxide, and some other artificial gases. In particular, this has been on the increase as a result of industrialization and commercialization. Especially in China, the United States, the Russian Federation, India and Japan, the world's highest emitters of carbon dioxide. World Bank, 2010. What's the solution? Obviously, the activities of a man with regards to contributing to global warming are overwhelming and substantial. But they are also caused by natural influences such as solar and volcanic activities. The importance of mitigating the effects of global warming, therefore, cannot be overemphasized. The consequence of not doing this could be very devastating. While the majority of the world leaders agree with the fact that global warming is indeed a global challenge, they are, however, divided on the method of tackling this menace or which country is trusted to do the right thing on this issue. Pew Research Center, 2009. You may order a persuasive essay on this topic in a couple of clicks. Our professional essay writers are always ready to help you. The United Nations has been spearheading moves towards tackling the menace of climate change. The Copenhagen Conference on Climate Change further raised the awareness to a high level and the desire to tackle the menace. It later invented what is now known as the Copenhagen Accord. While the agreements were lauded by many as a significant success, many others doubted the practical application. But what the conference achieved, which is seen as a bold step towards ending the menace of global warming, was the resolution of developed countries to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. All this while adapting to the effects and providing finance for doing this. The conference also agreed on a long-term plan of keeping the temperature below 2 degrees Celsius. Whether these resolutions will be adhered to remains to be seen. However, there are things we can do as individuals to reduce the rate of emission of greenhouse gases and the effects of climate change. Indeed, attitudinal change is the key to achieving this and being more environmentally friendly. Specifically, practical steps include the use of recyclable products and buying goods with minimal packaging. Eventually, this action will reduce waste once the world recovers by energy-efficient products, less energy use, heat abid air leakages prevention. Besides, driving less and walking or riding to school and work are also optimal actions for effective preservation of the planet. That not only reduces the emission of carbon dioxide but also keeps you physically fit. Also, to further reduce the emission of greenhouse gases, one can plant trees. That is a very effective way of cutting down carbon dioxide, since during photosynthesis, they, trees, use up carbon dioxide and give out oxygen. In addition, one can include conservation of water and encouragement of others to adopt environmentally friendly practices to protect our future. Admittedly, governments at all levels should adopt long-term measures towards sustainable energy and encourage their citizens to go green. The role of sustainable energy education here cannot be overemphasized, since it would increase the awareness of global warming. Moreover, this initiative will gradually reorientate the masses and make them more environmentally friendly. Ultimately, they should implement plans and international agreements on reduction of carbon dioxide emissions. Developed countries should assist developing countries to mitigate the effects of global warming. They should also implement adaptation measures to the adverse effect of climate change. A decisive action must be taken by all stakeholders to stop the way we pollute the environment. In the long run, it will preserve and hand over a safe environment to generations yet unborn. We must all act. The time is now. End of article. You always can get essay writing help with handmadewriting.com. Bye.